You're listening to SBS News.
Over generations, the space beyond Earth has evolved from a faraway concept to a business proposition for some of the world's most wealthy countries and people. New opportunities have seen more than 6,000 objects launched into space, but have also created a potential catastrophe. That's according to Rolf Densing, the Director of Operations for the European Space Agency.
We are living in a time where companies, business people are planning to launch mega constellations. So I said we have about 5,800 satellites in orbit. And then there are people like Elon Musk wanting to launch thousands of satellites as part of a mega constellation. So it could well happen that in a matter of no time, the population of satellites in orbits will multiply. And we need to find ways and means to cope with it.
The nightmare scenario, according to astronomers, would be like a traffic jam on a cosmic scale. Satellites and other objects could collide and create a chain of crashes. Such a scenario is called the Kessler syndrome, named after the NASA scientist who first warned governments about the phenomenon 40 years ago. According to the theory, an event on that scale could make the Earth's orbit unusable for generations. Jan Werner, Director General of the European Space Agency, likened the possible future scenario to a disaster movie.
We have approximately more than 1 million of pieces, smaller pieces, 1 centimeter or something like that, flying around the Earth. And the movie Gravity was science fiction, but it is fiction. We had also a hit of our satellite Sentinel-1, which was hit by a tiny part. And we saw it also with the launch of Alexander Gerst. His Soyuz capsule was hit by a small piece. So these small pieces are already one danger, but the other danger comes from bigger parts like old satellites, upper stages, or also like adapters, and this is what we are looking today. So therefore, this is a very special issue of in space, and as space is now an infrastructure, we have to keep our infrastructure clean.
To address that issue, the European Space Agency is launching its first ever debris cleanup mission in 2025. A Swiss startup, ClearSpace SA, has created ClearSpace One, a technology which uses a custom-made spacecraft to capture and bring down objects. Such objects include parts of rockets that are used to launch satellites and then drift in space without use. Many weigh upwards of 100 kilograms. Muriel Richard Noka is co-founder of the ClearSpace SA startup. She describes the technology as complex.
We saw that the tentacles was the safest way of going. So this is a technology that requires the deployment of four arms. At the same time, we are putting a lot of care into the joints and the actuators that will be used for it. And this is something which you can replicate. So if you throw a net and the net misses your target, it's too bad. You would have to have a second net and try again, but then you would have to capture not only the net that you launched, but also the target, so it becomes complicated. Here with the tentacle, if we see that there is a problem, we start going into the capture. We see there is a problem, we can go back, rehearse the whole and verify and rehearse the whole procedure.
The European Space Agency estimates more than 70 objects enter the Earth's rotation each year. ClearSpace One's creators say each requires maintenance or destruction, and the new technology will make those services more affordable and encourage more regular maintenance of satellites and other objects. ClearSpace SA's Chief Executive Officer, Luc Piget, believes the technology could underpin a new industry beyond Earth.
The idea is to go to larger objects, but mostly to go to multi-object removal, to be able to essentially bring down the cost of space operations for that kind of operations. The technology, the same technology we're actually demonstrating during this mission, have a lot of different applications in orbit, like refueling, satellite servicing, or extending the working life of satellites in orbit, which today is a market that is very little served.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.